This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. We are back. It is the top of the hour. It is 11 o'clock here on the East Coast, for the East Coasters. What have we created? What's the machine that's being created around us right now? The technology, we've moved away from an agricultural-based society, which I think is a big mistake. I think really at the heart of every nation, there should be the beating of economic and sustainable agricultural heart. There was a day, and I say this is a day when we were probably the most secure as a people, as Americans, is when, you know, we kind of drove by our food as we went about our daily and weekly business. The food was local. We, you know, kind of were, I guess, the breadbasket of the world, if you will. But wow, have we transitioned away from that? And it was always because the flirt of technology, whether it came in the form of a chemical pesticide or GPS-driven tractors. You know what? You know, a lot of farmers they really cut the edge really close. You know, you think just because they have big tracts of land and fancy tractors and big barns and all this stuff that they're rolling in money, and that is not the case. You know, if things go reasonably well, they have enough to plant and do it all over again next year. But I tell you, the margins are usually pretty darn thin. It doesn't take too many breakdowns. A really bad drought or a really bad flood, anything that would wipe out a crop. Every once in a while, we have frost that happened down in the southern states in Florida to wipe out citrus crops. Bad things happen to good people. And, you know, the farming industry, they got tempted by technology. And we found out we ratcheted down so hard on environmental code and rules and policies and laws. You know, environmental and health laws have driven farmers out of existence almost. So essentially, we export it. It's the same thing with our environmental policy and pollution. Right, those carbon credits, they were the sexy thing when I was a little bit younger in college days and even a little bit before. You know, these carbon credits and things like that. I've been talking about this for a long time. And, you know, they tried it here, and it failed. Right? People looked at it and you know, removed all the window dressing and the nonsense and propaganda from their consultants, and realized that one business who paid a lot of extra money for these scrubbers and their smokestacks and, you know, all these extra compliance measures, and then other businesses that didn't want to do that would buy those pollution credits. So all that was happening is they were essentially transporting the pollution from one place to another. It actually allowed certain people to pollute. So it was one of their preferred, you know, Cargill or whoever, you know, whatever big player they were most invested in. They wouldn't have to upgrade and do anything to improve the environment. They would just buy their pollution credits from someone else that went to the excess, as long as someone did. But there was a way of transferring, the way that the Federal Reserve transfers wealth, all right, these guys are transferring pollution credits, and it did no good. So what happens here is they outlaw practices here, which kill the farmers, export the food need to a country where they do those things, where they do use those chemicals, where they do abuse their workers. And then they put it on a boat and radiate the snot out of it, send it, point it right towards one of our ports. Yeah. I think it was chicken, I think it was. It got to the point where it was easier to, you know, grow the thing in these concentrated, you know, government farms, send them overseas for processing, and send them back again because the restrictions on, in the food code for handling of those were, it was just, it was less expensive. That's how they move a lot of their ambitions, is they make it cost prohibitive. They make it impossible for you to find alternatives. They cost you out of it. So you have to adopt their policy, adopt their regulation, or whatever their scheme is. So, you know, we've really, I'm quite disappointed in us as a people. What else? What other securities? All right, property rights. We as an American society, we really don't seem to care anymore. Especially the ones coming out of school, because they have not earned anything yet. They really are used to, you know, other people giving on to them, and they're being taught that they're now entitled to stuff when they get out of school, just by virtue of you. You know, especially if you've got some pigment other than white in your skin, there's special entitlements. This whole notion of us all being equal in God's eyes and equal amongst every one of us in this nation, that notion, we've drifted farther away from it. Like I said last week, there was a flare-up in race-related issues, but it was during the Obama administration when it happened. And it appeared to be those that were pushing this that were the worst racist of all. They were institutionalizing it, and it continues today through BLM. It's not, their policy is not to do away with racism. They're institutionalizing it. That's right. Cultural Marxism is real. And if you don't see the public mind being changed because of a sensory overload, where do you turn? There's not a magazine in any waiting room anywhere, any TV station that's piped into any bar anywhere. You can't avoid it. You go on social media, the commercials you see are their commercials. Your curriculums in your public schools, these little socialist re-education camps. All right, it's inculcated into the fabric of these young people at a very impressionable age. The long-term fix to our schools is to do away with the Department of Education and get it local again. The sad reality of that is going to take years and years to do it. The short term, for those that want immediate gratification, this time I got it for you. I've got it for you. The short term solution is to withdraw your children from these public re-education camps. I can't think of anything more important than your child. All right. I don't accept a parent that comes up to me and says, I can't do it. I could never teach my child. That's a defeatist attitude right up front. And clearly you've been talking to the wrong people. Because if you talk to the school district, they'll tell you that. You couldn't do that. Oh, I don't know if that's really a burden you'd be able to do and do justice by your child. And they will try to just deflate you. But that is most definitely not the case. You could set yourself and your children on a course, on a path to those few very short years. And I assure you, if you've got a little one right now and you're thinking that 18 is so far away, it's not. All right, my youngest is 28. I've been through this. All right, I got vivid memories of my youngest holding the back of his head in my hand and his legs between my elbow, holding him in one hand and vacuuming my floor with the other. He was just a little peanut. He's 28 years old right now. And the only thing I regret is that I ever put them in a public school to begin with. But I didn't. I trusted. I was naive. And when I pulled them out, I happened to be chair of their parent advisory council. Not only did I scratch beneath the surface, but I tore the fucking curtains open. And I began looking at their documents, those things that granted them authority. And what was their authority? And it didn't seem to be as much as was purported through your director of pupil services. I pulled my kid out, and, you know, there was an unschooling phase, all right, because they're like Pavlov's dog. Every 40 minutes, the bell rings, and they drool and go to their next class. That may not be the way the human brain works best. Maybe sometimes when you're on a roll, the last thing you need is to be peeking at the clock for 10 minutes before, waiting for that bell to ring to react to it. Maybe that time would be better spent to continue studying if you're on a roll. So we had a little unschooling to do. But there are a ton of resources. I don't care who you are. Absent of a legitimate, profound disability of some sort that really would significantly limit you as an instructor. And I remind you that you do not have to instruct every last morsel of every subject directly from you to your child. You can be resourceful, and this can be delegated out in a very low cost, if not free, way that would profoundly benefit your child. Take their toy away. That's what your kids are to them. It's their little personal toy. They look down their smug little noses at you like you're kind of in the passenger seat on this. This is your child, and this is too important for you to interfere with. And that's kind of their attitude. All right? You ever had a problem? So many parents tell me, they actually told me that I should listen to them because they have my child more hours out of the day than I do. There's snippy little responses like that from a school district. Can you imagine the arrogance? Yeah, go take a peek. Take a peek at what they're pushing. The actual books, don't fall for the crap they give you. They're going to give you a handout, a little trifold or something. If you want to see your own town sex ed curriculum, they are not going to show you what they are showing those kids in that class. I promise you that. All right, I promise you. We got a great resource here in Massachusetts. I don't care where you're from, because this is all coming in the same mechanisms. But I can tell you right now, Massachusetts Informed Parents. Right, I think they got both a website and a Facebook presence. I believe they're on Telegram now. Check them out. Mary Siegler and her group there have done some amazing, amazing research and uncovered some of the most filthy things that they are exposing our kids to. I am not kidding. When I go out and I speak fairly often here in the area, and I have said this over and over again, that there is material in our sexual education curriculums that if you or I had it in our cell phone and got caught, we would go to jail. Okay, and this is, they're exposing our kids to this stuff. All right, Massachusetts informed parents. It's not just good. There is some Massachusetts-related stuff in there and some horrific stories that you'll be able to absorb yourself into. But check out the file section. Look at the things that they've got, because they do pull resources from across the country. You will not believe it. I'm telling you, there's people that bump into this material, read it, and immediately decide they're homeschooling their kids. That they might have been fence riders, and that pushed them right over the edge. All right, and I'm all about antagonizing that. All right, as a homeschool parent, and knowing what the heck they're doing right now, I would never enroll my kid in a public school at this point in time. That's the quick solution. You can do it. The resources are out there. Schools and newspapers are never going to advertise all your homeschool get-togethers, but they are everywhere. You're probably going to find there's several dozen of them in your town alone. And once you meet up with each other, sky's the limit. I've seen some, they have their own dances and field trips and bands. It's wonderful. The guest instructors comes from the pool of talent that this group bumps into. You know, each of the parents, you get one that's a scientist, another that's whatever, you know, and information in trade. Trade becomes cool again. All right, that's another step in the right direction. Trade. There's always going to be a need for that. And it also has a kind of a local connectivity to it, doesn't it? It brings it local again. Agriculture. Let's make agriculture cool again. All right? Wouldn't that be amazing if each of the 50 states could come as close as it possibly could to being food neutral? What kind of job potential would that translate into? That would make farming cool again. People would, and you don't need government. You know, they're going to say, oh, geez, well, we'll have government come in and buy all this land now, and it'll be government farms. No. That's not at all what I'm saying. It would certainly make private property very appealing. Not to be developed. All right, so all you sustainabilists out there who run around crying about sprawl, that evil sprawl, that would be solved here. Because these properties would become very attractive for farming. And you let, economics, let the free market do its thing. Such an ever so slight touch from government is needed, right? And usually their only real position is to prevent monopolies, and they create them. So yeah, ever such a slight touch, and you would find that population dynamics would kind of start regulating and taking care of itself. Because you need so much land to grow our food, leaving only so much land for other industry and residents, right? Talk more about it after the break. Bill Fox 6, you're listening to the Rock.
good, bad, big time away, them boys. Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis. Well, that good groove will make you shake your...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis.
Get a girl, get a girl. Well, get a girl, get a girl. Get your girl, get your girl.
Interrupting that song, boy. I get my foot a tapping playing the old air guitar. It's American Rocketeers, some local boys from Natick, Massachusetts. Yep. Pretty good tune. As you can probably tell, I kind of like that bluesy stuff. So, I want to know what you think. There must be some folks out there either came from an agricultural community or themselves are actively engaged. Feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. What has been your observations? All right. I know things have changed quite a bit over the years. I came from a long agricultural family. My great-grandfather owned a huge dairy farm that went up to... And if you look on a map of Massachusetts, you'll see the Quabbin Reservoir. And it went hundreds and hundreds of acres. It went right up to the border of that. And it just continued to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. So let's hear from you. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Call in. Let me know. Let's hear what your observations have been. Mine have been just watching one farmer after another and struggle and struggle. And I spent my summers putting in hay for one of the largest dairy farmers in my town, in the area. He was well known. And I was back, and I'm going to date myself a little bit here, but I worked for usually under $20 a day for sure. Usually a little less than that, but $20 was a good day if we put in a couple few thousand bales of hay, and all the cold fresh milk we could drink. I can remember this day we had a big yellow 2-quart pitcher. And we used to dip right into that cooler and drink milk right out of the cooler. That's the stuff. When we get back after the break, we're going to have Chance from West Virginia. This is Red Pill Politics on the Public Broadcasting Network.
Tears in your eyes. You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in. put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Public Broadcasting Network. So ideas, comments, and hate mail, the Red Pill Politics Show at gmail.com. Love to hear your thoughts. If you got any show ideas, throw them right on out there. We will incorporate them. Got a couple of goodies lined up, which I hope to be announcing pretty soon. I was speaking with Mary Toko of childhoodvaccines.com. She's been on the Red Pill Politics show in its various forms several times, and she's a wealth of information. So we're going to be booking her pretty soon. It's very timely as well. But we do have a caller. Let's get to Chance from West Virginia. Can you hear me, Chance?
Yes. Hello, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes, coming through loud and clear. How are you this Saturday evening?
Okay. Happy third week, Dave.
Well, thank you.
You know, I can't get over how much that band sounds like Little Feet.
You they remember do Little have Feet? That. Yeah, I am familiar with them.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs by Little Feet was Spanish Moon. I don't know if you remember Spanish Moon.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they do kind of have that tempo, that swing to them, but. But, yeah, it's a local band from Natick, Massachusetts. I was out for the founding of Oath Keepers on the Lexington Battle Green. And just as I was leaving the common at the end of the day, this young guy kind of looked like a modern-day hippie, I guess, if you will, with a backpack. And he came up and he handed me a CD and said I just wanted to hand a few of these out. And I plugged it in, and I loved it. I loved every song on the CD.
He sounds just like the lead singer from Little Feet. I could have swore it was Little Feet, an album I don't have. Oh, by the way, you mentioned Lexington. You heard of the author James Perloff, correct?
Yes.
He's from Lexington. He was born and raised in Lexington. He's an excellent author. I read all his books. He's very, very astute. The reason why I called you, Dave, is, you know, I'm getting very discouraged with these people who keep taking these vaccines. I just found out a friend of mine, I saw him, what was it? Was it yesterday? Yesterday or the day before. He got his first vax on the 1st of April, and he got his second vax on the 22nd of April. So it was I saw him yesterday. So I can't believe it's really discouraging watching people that you know, and you have to bite your tongue with no... They have no thought whatsoever that it's an experimental vaccine, and it's pretty creepy. And I'd like to know if you're in the same situation with people you come across.
You know, it's not the exception; it's the norm. I alluded to that Chris Ann Hall event. The organizer of that event, the ethical nurse, that was her career. You know, she's about my age. I don't want to give her age away, but, you know, that was her career. She had done that for a very long time, and she worked very closely with her patients. You could tell she legitimately cared about the people she cared for, and that included her own father. And there was nothing that she could say or do to stop him or at least slow him down in getting this shot. And it is over and over again. I keep hearing that, and usually from people that are very much activist about this, is people in their very, very close people in their family going the other way.
Well, see, let me tell you something, Dave. I try to look on the bright side of this. I mean, my parents are both passed on, and my only sibling passed on. So I guess I'm not faced with that, you know, dichotomy of opinion when it comes to this vax, should it ever occur to me personally. But nevertheless, it's still hard to see people that you like. These are good people, too. It blows my mind how, you know, I find myself thinking to myself, I'm going to wait. Is this person going to drool out their mouth and act zombie-like in another couple of months? I mean, these are the kind of thoughts that are going through my head.
You know,
I'm wondering.
The young people, though, I mentioned earlier that, you know, we may not know for, I'd say, the earliest warning signs are going to be 9 months out for babies that were conceived of vaccinated parents. And you know, I asked earlier, have we let the genie out of the bottle? Is this a mixing or an altering of our genetics that is irreversible?
And you know what? They talk. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. I would, you know, do you think it'll just randomly go through over generations, wind up being something that's just there?
Well, now they're talking about this viral shedding. I don't know how much truth there is in this, and I find myself saying, oh, God, am I going to have to separate myself from people that I like who are just plain ignorant of the ramifications of this vaccine? I mean, a lot of thoughts are going through my head. It's hard to deal with, you know. This is why I've always said the biggest threat to your life, to anybody's life, are ignorant people, more so than the quote-unquote enemy, you know? It's a sad reality, but I've come to that conclusion that I'm just going to have to separate myself from people, from these people. Leave, you know, feelings aside and just step away from them. I see no other. With this viral shedding talk,
yeah, we know there's a background of that with the flu and the flu vaccine is viral shedding, and that's something that Mary Toko often talked about. Is up to 30 days you could be shedding virus cells. In this case, it's an mRNA, so there's an alteration of genetics here, and is that what's being shed, a genetically altered something, or is it the COVID virus in and of itself that's being shed and driven from the body? And it, I mean, I'm not sure. That's what I'm leaning towards, because, you know, as I said, I asked my wife when she got it, who have you been in contact with out of the ordinary? Because we had a normal routine for months and throughout this whole thing. And there were only two people. One of them was eliminated, and we're leaning towards that one person. Is it possible it was from somewhere else? But we're leaning towards one person that got vaccinated.
That's what I thought about this friend. I figured if I should happen to come down with something, who do you think I'm going to pinpoint? You know, it's a freaky feeling, you know, it's pretty mind numbing. It's like being in a science fiction movie. It's really, really weird. I was just wondering, how people like you deal with it, other people, because I'm a pretty outspoken person. I like to speak my mind, but I find I have to button my lip a lot of most of the time, practically all the time. And then I have to worry about coming in contact with ignorant people. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, I don't want to pay the price for ignorant people. So, well, I mean, it's really a bizarre situation, Dave.
I mean, as far as personal health, and I'm just sharing my opinion and my experience, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not telling anyone what to do. But here's what I found, is that we didn't go to the hospital. We didn't submit to any tests. When we knew that she was sick, we started our own protocol. And that was cobbled together from information that we were banned from seeing. So what I would do if this happened all over again, because, and don't forget, my wife had it and I didn't. And I took a prophylactic dose of the HCQ, the ivermectin, prednisone, zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin C, magnesium. The zinc is most important. You really got to, you know, make absolutely sure you take plenty of zinc. And the other two medications that we were banned from looking at and considering did an outstanding job in reversing that, not only in my wife, so that she got better literally weeks before most people did, but I didn't get it. So if you're around people, just doing a prophylactic dose, which is when you're just starting, it recommended taking one HCQ a day for 5 days and then one a week or one every 2 weeks, you know, depending on what the urgency is.
I take natural herbs and natural products. I don't take any kind of prescriptions at all. And I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm 60 years old. People my age usually around 3-4 prescriptions. I'm on none, knock on wood. All right, well, Dave, that's all I got to say. Thanks for hearing me out, and keep on rocking, my friend.
All right, well, thank you very much for calling in, and keep up the fight, brother. Yep, we have, you know, it's a funny environment we've got to navigate here with COVID. Because there's so many, I mean, we're all individuals. Whether our rights are individual, we're all individual people. We think and perceive and, you know, we take things and understand things differently. We react to them differently. We're all bombarded with a degree of propaganda that we have never seen in our history. And in a lot of cases, it's codified, like the NDAA. All right, they can, according to them, legally, may not be lawful. Lawful means it's got to be in line with the Constitution. legal. Well, not so much. But they legally can use your tax dollars, create a message, and then blast it out there on your dime. All to change the public mindset on something, usually foreign policy and war. But you can see that in everything, though. I go to the city. The commercials I see in a city, you would think that us country folk are just demons destroying the environment. You know, the commercials out here are nothing like that. You know, they're very selective in their propaganda, but they have incredible influence over the public mind. COVID, this global phenomenon, has allowed them to experiment, kind of dip their toe in to the pool of tyranny and see exactly what can we get away with under a medical emergency. And they've gotten away with a lot, folks. They've gotten away with a lot. And I not yet, I'm not seeing yet a groundswell, a true groundswell of resistance to it. I'm not seeing it. That's not my observation. I'm seeing little pockets. I see little brush fires of liberty starting. All right, but they're not the groundswells. It's not like Hong Kong was. I'm talking groundswells where, you know, they got a, you know, business is interrupted not because of rioting, but because there's just so many people in the streets. That is, it's overdue, people. It's overdue. COVID, rambling list of small businesses across your state, gone. Never get to talk about the other impacts, not just the financial impacts. Lose your business a lot of times, like dominoes falling over. You stop paying your mortgage, they take your house. Stop paying your car payment, they take your car. Cause a little stress, maybe you drink a little more than you used to. A little too much, maybe. Maybe your relationship goes to hell. Whoops, is that a suicide in your family? Well, we're not going to know that for 2 years. You ever try to go and look up real-time suicide statistics? They're not published for, on average, 2 years. There's always a 2-year lag. They do not want you to be able to go and measure your public servants' actions by the number of people that pushed over the edge, could no longer cope, and took their lives. There are kids that killed themselves on camera, on remote school. If you go out and dig, you'll find the articles and the announcements of these kids that have killed themselves. 2 years from now, we're going to see numbers saying that the suicide rate went through the roof during this period. That alcoholism went through the roof. Divorces went through the roof. Bankruptcy filings through the roof. And they point to the deaths and say, well, yeah, there were deaths that were going through the roof. We had to do that. Well, no, when you go and pick through the deaths, turns out it's probably closer to 6% of those reported were actual COVID deaths. Huh. You've been had, America. Yeah, it is tougher to convince someone they've been lied to than to actually lie to them, I guess. Yes, that is true. You know, but when you do, when you come to that realization, then what? Because the ball is entirely in your court at that point. You don't have plausible deniability anymore. No, you got to stand. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to Red Pill Politics. Love and appreciate y'all. We'll see you every Saturday. All right. We're going to be coming back. Pill Politics, Public Broadcasting Network.
Sing a bit like Elvis. What a good groove make you shake your...
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Is Red Pill Politics week number 3. Sure is great to be on board, and I'm just having a great time. I mentioned this last week. I get to sit here in my underwear in the dark, relax, and just have a discussion to look, pick through the issues of the day, the things that are real issues, unreported or underreported. Angles not approached by your mainstream, and float them out there for consideration. There's so much that's not told. If we literally consume only what is piped to us, and we accept that, and only that, we are doomed as a nation. Our republic will fall. You can see that in the reactions of your average, moderately engaged voter. Is they want to be civically engaged, but they really don't know the people they're voting for. They really don't. I mean, can you believe what a person stands for based on a little Slim Jim, a little flyer placed in your hand or mailed to you, or a robocall? No. No, you got to be able to seek out and look at the actions of these people over time. I mean, profile your average career politician in the federal government right now and do a true and independent profile of them. They like to profile us in, every day in existence now with your technology around you is like a visit to the proctologist office. But what if we turned around and profiled them? What would their actions say to us? Okay, the people that they hang with. All right, like the list of people that hung out with Epstein. Are they savory characters, any of them? What would that story tell your average career politician? What do you do? You ask these guys out on the street, what do you do? I'm a senator. No, bullshit. What do you do? Right, you got two hands. God gave you a brain, two hands. What do you do? Do you build houses? Are you a plumber? Are you an electrician? Are you an engineer? What do you do? Please tell me you're not just senator. That's a problem. These people are supposed to go back out and work in the environment they've created. Can't pry them out with a crowbar right now. Our voting system is horribly corrupted. Losing the Republic, folks. Next week, I'm going to be back at it again. Appreciate you listening. It's been an absolute hoot to spend Saturday nights with you here. This is Dave Popaz, Red Pill Politics, publicbroadcasting.org. Love and appreciate y'all.
Do shadow hands run democracy? The edges speak of a lie. Shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top, counting.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.